all the Hollywood gossip, scandals, and catfights all wrapped up in the entertainment wrap.
So the National Enquirer claims that Goldie Hawn and Amy Schumer are in talks to do a movie about Goldie's wild adventures in life.
Interesting.
A source tells the tabloid that after pumping Goldie about her bizarre experiences on stage and backstage, Amy knew it was a no-brainer. But of course, they can't cast Kate Hudson, her daughter, to play her anymore because, you know, they were trying to show her at 20. Kate's like 40 now. So I guess they're going to sign on Carrie Fisher's daughter, Billie Lord, who signed on for the new Star Wars.
Interesting.
I've always liked Goldie Hawn.
Does she look like Goldie Hawn, though?
Well, I don't know about that.
Because that's the thing about Kate Hudson.
She looks
just like her.
I know. I feel like she still looks very young. I feel like they could have pulled that off.
Yeah. I mean, depending. 25-year-old self.
Yeah.
But even though she's like 30-something.
I don't know.
I mean, they had 40-year-olds in 90210, so why?
Playing 18-year-olds or less. Yeah, that's true.
So, another person that looks a little old.
Johnny.
Pamela Anderson.
Oh, okay, well.
Yeah, she looks very old. New York Post says that Pamela Anderson ditched her vegan restaurant 8 days after it opened.
Not a success,
so, she released a statement saying that she's having issues with her partner. She says, due to circumstances out of my control, I have to remove my name from the collaboration with Christophe Leroy, and I cannot condone the mistreatment of staff or complete lack of respect. I'm extremely disappointed in this missed opportunity, but we'll keep finding creative ways to help animals and vulnerable people all over the world.
Why didn't she just kick this Christophe to the curb?
I don't know. Probably because he was
part
of like the food part of the restaurant.
Right. She's like, I don't know how to cook.
Yeah. Because she was probably like,
I just want to put my name on
partially investing in it.
Yeah. Huh, interesting. So. I wonder what the backstory is there. There must be something. Well, I know the backstory here. Hotair.com claims that Kid Rock is running for Senate. The backstory, I think, is just now that's the thing to do.
I guess.
If you're a celebrity,
a lot of celebrities coming out now.
So Kid Rock tweeted, I've gotten a ton of emails and texts asking me if this website is real, KidRockForSenate.com. The answer is an absolute yes.
Now, since he is a Michigan guy, is he going to be running for Michigan Senate, like state Senate, or even like U.S. Senate?
I don't know. Well, why don't we go to KidRockForSenate.com and find out, Johnny?
I guess we'll have to do some digging on
that.
But I don't know how I feel about that.
I wouldn't say I feel great about it.
Yeah, I don't know.
But let's see what platform he's running on before we jump to judgment.
I will say I am interested in seeing what his tagline is, like his campaign line. Would it be Baw to Baw?
It should be.
Yeah, Baw to Baw for America. I mean, no one knows what that means.
Diggy.
Half the time, you never know what any of these campaign promises mean.
And usually they're boring. He could probably make his really interesting.
Yeah, I think so too.
Listen to Johnny and Megan Mornings on today's Best Mix, 98.3 The Coast.